Hey man, what's up?
DJ Fitness, man, what's up, man?
Hey bro, you know what? You know what we're doing right now?
What we getting ready to do?
Hey, we're about to be running it back with another episode, bro.
Bro, I should have known we were running it back, man. Let's get it. Let's get right to it.
I'm glad to have you. I'm going to be interviewing for the first time as a host, H1. You
Awesome.
know?
It's going down, bro. Okay, I'm excited about this.
For real, bro.
I know you
It's
got
going
some
to be
crazy stuff going on. Let's get it,
good. Let's get it. But first of all, let me just tell y'all something. And this is a special one because I usually don't contribute, like talk about this a lot. But I just want everybody to know that I'm a huge health freak, you know. Not too
man.
big. I'm not on a keto diet, but like I don't eat a lot of sugar and I drink water. I do believe that if you have a healthy physical body, it's gonna help you play better, improve your chess skills. So that's why I have somebody that knows a lot more than me
Man,
in
let
this
me just
matter,
tell you, let me
in personal wellness.
interrupt, bro. Everyone out there, that last time I seen H1, this dude turned sideways and he disappeared. He's so skinny. His clothes are falling off of him, man. But shout out to him, because he is really dedicated to his diet. He's staying healthy, he's staying fit, and that's really commendable, especially like all the commercials and Baconators and stuff that we see on TV. It's crazy.
I appreciate that though. I appreciate that for real. And before we get into this conversation, hey, let's get prepared, you know, for this chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding. And let me just plug in. First of all, I'm H1 Chess on Instagram. My YouTube is Chess Knowledge with H1. And then you want to plug in yourself too?
Go ahead and follow me, CJ Fitness Channel on YouTube. Same thing, Instagram, CJ Fitness Channel. Hit me up.
Okay, cool. Let's get to it. So, you know what? Let's just get right to the gritty. You know, let's just get right to it. Do you even play chess?
Man,
Have you ever
okay.
played chess before?
Let's narrow it down to the nitty-gritty, man. The last time I played a board game, it had to been checkers. Now, hey, I know you're gonna roast me. I know you're gonna roast me, man. But
Oh,
checkers.
snap. Dude,
I know you're gonna roast
everybody
me.
everybody that's listening to this right now is gonna roast you, bro, because that's how devoted the H1 fam is, bro.
Brother, hey, don't judge me. Don't judge me, man. Because the last time I really played, a game, a board game, it was checkers. And it seemed like it was pretty easy moving the pieces around. I know I sound dumb on here, but man, but it was fun. It was fun. But now, chess, you gotta let me know. Is it, I'm sure it's a totally different ball game with chess.
Yeah, bro. Totally different, bro. Totally different. Yeah. Dude, chess, it raises up your IQ, you know what I mean? Nah, chess is just it's a tad bit more complicated than checkers, man. It has a lot more pieces, a lot more movements. I think the only time checkers could get complicated is if you're playing Flying Kings, you know? So and I don't even know if people know about that type of checkers. But yeah. I mean, at least you got some experience playing a board game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever played like Sudoku?
Yeah, I played Sudoku. That used to be fun.
Is it Sudoku or
Man.
I think it's Sudoku.
Bro, I don't even know how to even pronounce it. To be honest, I don't even know how to pronounce it.
It's one of those. Hey, let's just go with yours. Okay. Yeah, have you played
Yes, I have played it. It's pretty.
it?
Is there any correlation with that and checkers?
No, it's just a like any thinking game, you know, it's pretty cool to I was just trying to see like a comparison that you can like compare your health to like a board game or like how it helped your mind, but I don't know, we might not, bro. We might not, bro. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I mean, let's see. So, what do you think that like health helped you out in? Like, what areas? Being in shape. Because if you see this guy, if you, okay, y'all really need to go on the CJ Fitness channel. If you see this guy looks like a beast. Like, seriously, I wish that I could be 210 pounds of muscle. You know what I mean? And so, like, how do you get like okay? Too many questions. Yeah, do you think that your health contributed to a lot more stuff that you're doing nowadays?
I would say yes. As far as health wise, it definitely helped me to be more energetic and not only, be able to wake up and just, have energy, and be able to deal with work was a definite plus. That was something that kind of helped me. And then also too, it kind of like helped me have a little bit more discipline. It really kind of, get me to put my body and put, my health, first, and get myself to the gym every day, And I think that kind of transferred into me, being able to learn how to be more of an entrepreneur, a dedicated individual toward my business. I think that really kind of contributed to that.
Oh, snap. That's really cool. That's really cool. And I like those words that you use. It helped you become like more disciplined, more energetic, because those are like two like key things that like we all want to be, you know. Especially like when you're dealing with chess, you know, sometimes you have to be you don't want to just run out of energy in the middle of a chess game. You want to just keep on playing until the end, because there's I don't know, since you don't know about chess, let me teach you about the world of chess just for a minute. And I don't want to take over too much because you're the spotlight,
I'm
you
trying
know.
to figure out the chess knot, chess wisdom. Go
Okay.
ahead.
Okay, you being a boosie now, buddy. But the top chess players, the top tournaments, they play for hours. They play one game, and that game usually takes like 6 to 5 hours. And to play those long games and to calculate long variations into just to be there present and stay focused and stay disciplined, you have to have those qualities, and you have to have that energy too, because it's a lot of focus that deals with chess and a lot of concentration. Do you think that like being active would contribute to like becoming would it contribute to chess and like reading and just anything that takes a lot of energy? What do you think?
Actually, you know what? I 100% agree that it will contribute to it. And the reason why I say that is because mind over matter. A lot of times when we're trying to get back to the gym or maybe working out or trying to reach a new personal record in the gym, sometimes we have to push. And one thing that's really going to help you the most is not necessarily your body, but it's actually your mind. And famous Arnold Schwarzenegger said that, when you're really trying to get to the next level, it's more the mentality than the body, because the mind can tell the body to do things that you probably wouldn't do. And for example, think of a person who's maybe in a dark room, all day, every day. A person who maybe is unmotivated, not willing to do anything, they don't have any motivation. That person, if that person hears like maybe some encouraging words, or maybe that person gets a wonderful phone call, something to spark up, the energy in their mind or get them motivated, it will motivate that person or influence that person to get out of bed, get dressed, and get moving, because your mentality is stronger than what your body sometimes wants to do. So if people out in the fitness world, they know about the 40% rule. The 40% rule is, if you're working out and you get fatigued and you get to that moment where you feel like you can't go anymore, you're only 40% done. So scientifically speaking, you know, a person who feels like they're tired and they can't go anymore is only 40% done. And that basically means that your mind quits before your body. So if you can get your mind to keep going, then you have so much potential that you haven't unlocked yet. So just like chess, you know, you learn that your mind is a powerful tool, you know, and to really kind of go through all the variations, you're really gonna kind of push yourself to keep strategizing, because I feel like you may get to a point where you feel like, oh, I'm about to lose, I'm about to, you know, this person's about to, you know, get me. But if you can continue to strategize and, you know, mind over matter, you can really achieve a lot of things. And so, like teachers say growing up, you know, mind is a powerful thing.
Man, that's deep. You know, it's just like the illustration that you just talked about, how the mind gives up before the body. It just shows you how much we're dependent on our brains, man. The brain always wins, and it just depends on how we train our brain into, like, pretty much what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve, what goals we have. We have to train our brains to keep on stretching it and to basically be with our body, to know that, hey, I can push myself, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. To never quit, never say no. Most of the principles that I've been talking about the past episodes. Hey, that's pretty dope. So I guess we got that out the way, you know, how does it contribute to chess? What advice would you give to somebody that is trying to, you know, start with fitness, start on a diet, start on a good sleeping schedule, just tackle like one thing at a time, you know?
So the first thing I would say to a person who's trying to do a complete transformation is to know yourself first. Sometimes our worst enemy is ourself, you know, and there's a saying or a quote that is, no one can stop you but you. So basically what I mean by that is, sometimes our habits and bad habits sometimes can, you know, prohibit us from achieving success. And the first thing I would say, as far as your diet, knowing what foods is really going to cause you to stray away from your diet is the first thing. Because fitness, sometimes people think of fitness backwards. Some people think that fitness is mainly, you know, you see people in the gym working out. You see people, you know, like you said, you know, all you see is videos of people lifting weights, and, you know, it looks like that's the main thing that's, you know, the key to success. But really, the first key to success is really your diet, because, you know, scientifically speaking, you can't outwork a bad diet, you know. If I continue to put bad things into my body and I'm not getting any nutritional benefit from it, you know, I'm not getting enough protein, I'm not getting enough carbs, fats, I'm not getting enough greens, I'm not getting enough water, my metabolism isn't going to function right. You know, my body isn't going to benefit from me going to the gym. So basically, when you go to the gym, you have to think about going to the gym to break down your muscle. You know, you're going to the gym to, you know, put stress in your body, to burn calories, to break down the muscle that you have. But when you're at home, when you're at rest, and when you're eating, you know, and drinking and sleeping, that's when you actually get bigger or recover. And so some people think of it as the other way around. That's why I said, you know, people think that when you go to the gym, you're getting bigger, but really it's the opposite. So you have to put more emphasis on your diet and your habits. Sleep is very important. You know, you really can't cheat your body. if I put it into the most simplest terms, you can't cheat your body, because there's no cheat code that you can put in your body to make it work well. You know, it to get you to the point where you need to be. There's no cheat code.
Yeah. I mean, it's super true, man. You really, that's why you said that word discipline, man. It's really when you really want something, when you desire it, then, and then when you find that reason of why you want to go through this, then that's when you're going to achieve what you want to do. I was going to get on the point on, you was talking about the stuff that you put in your body is important. And it does increase your metabolism. I was reading this book called The Brain Always Wins. And basically, our brain, when we eat something, it takes nutrients out of anything that we eat. So if we eat an apple, it takes nutrients out of it. And just to clarify, like, why I said that is because it even finds nutrients in bad food, which is really bad for your brain. Like, you can be getting like a McChicken with Mac sauce on it, and it finds nutrients in it, but it's not really good for your body. It's not good for your brain either. It just makes you sluggish and fatigued, and mostly just it slows you down.
yeah, that
chickenator, man, it gets you. Hey, bro, and you know, Barrow, that McChicken story, bro, that McChicken with Mac sauce, I used to eat that every single night last year.
I remember.
I used to call you. I used to tell you, hey, that those two McChickens with Mac sauce and that sausage biscuit with a small fry. Yeah, don't bro. I used to eat double. That, bro. Yeah, that McDouble. Yeah, bro. This McDonald's, which is, we know McDonald's is horrible, but we don't know how badly that type of food takes a toll on our bodies until it's too late. Exactly. You know, but yeah, man, that's pretty interesting, man. Yeah, it's funny how like chess can compare to a lot of things, life, just life in general, and health, and I do believe, like, personally, like, audience, you can take it or leave it, that, you know, having a good health can increase your chess knowledge, like your chess concentration, your critical thinking. Like, for example, I had an experience as a teenager when I used to just do puzzles in my bedroom. Like, had no worries, no rent, just being a teenager after school. And then I would look at these chess puzzles, and then I would calculate, and in the middle, my brain just quits all of a sudden. And then I quit the whole puzzle, and then I just do a move that isn't the right move. I don't solve the puzzle, and then I let the puzzle just solve itself. I just click on the solution. So, but now I feel like I see things like a lot more clear, and I can try harder when I look through variations and when I have to do my visualization techniques during chess puzzles. So I do believe that having a physical healthy body, and it's based on science too, but if you have a physically healthy body, you're gonna have a powerful mind along with it. So what exercises would you like tell people to do or to start out as?
That's a good, really good question. When it comes to exercises, I would start off in the most progressive way, you know, and I'll start off from the basics. And what I would do is I would focus on body weight exercises. Now, on my YouTube channel, you'll see like there's a video I posted about body weight exercises that really are effective. Now, I can be honest with you, working out, doing body weight exercises, it can be one of the most intense exercises I've done. And I'm comparing it to working out at the gym with heavy weights. Once you master your body weight, it creates more stability for you. You know, you have a less risk of injury. You're able to perform heavier exercises. Maybe you are starting to go into the gym and lift weights. You notice a big difference as far as your ability to do so. And then also resistance bands will be a good way to kind of progressively start your fitness journey. Now, when you see people who are on the treadmills, when you do cardio in the gym, it's good to do cardio, especially if you're trying to lose weight or burn as much calories as possible. But as far as gaining muscle, you want to continue to have resistance training. So body weight exercises, push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jack.
Yeah, bro. That's the body weight ones. That's the real ones because, you know, since we're dealing with the illness, you know, we're all at home.
I know.
We need some home workouts, bro. And as a chess player, since I'm definitely an introvert, you know, I don't want to be dealing with people and seeing people. So I'd rather do push-ups and sit-ups at home and crunches and do all my stuff at home. But man, so exercise is definitely going to help. What about like if he was trying to lose weight, like jogging, walking,
that type of thing? Yeah, absolutely. Jogging, walking, those things are really good. Now, I will let you know that when you're doing aerobic exercises like running and jogging, you have to keep in mind that after you work out and do a full jog or run, you don't want to go back and eat unhealthy. And the reason why is just like it'll be as if you jog or you ran for nothing, basically, because you get a boost of, you know, adrenaline, you know, you start endorphins start kicking in, but yes, you do burn calories, but you can potentially gain all those calories back once you eat something that's unhealthy or go over your daily calorie limit. So that's why it's good to know how many calories, you know, you burn in a day. There's different ways to figure that out. But if you go over your daily calorie intake, it'll be as if you worked out for nothing. So you want to be progressive. You know, you want to be balanced. So again, like I said, you know, diet is probably one of the most important things you want to focus on. Because without that, like I said, you know, you might as well forget.
Yeah, everything breaks down when you don't have a diet. It's like running without legs, bro. Hey, what was I gonna say? So diet is very important, man. It seems like once you go on these diet nowadays that you read in these magazines and videos, it seems like they're so unrealistic.
Oh yeah, I see that. That's
like you get off the routine.
Yeah.
Like, how could you make it better that you actually stick to the routine? You know, if you're trying to go on a diet, and I know. Yeah, hey, just sit through it, guys. This is gonna help you tremendously in chess.
Oh yeah. Okay. So what's going to help you stick to a diet is avoiding crash diets. So what I mean by that is when you talk about the keto diet, and you talk about different diets where you restrictive vegetarian diet, even vegan diets. Yes, those diets do have benefits to your health, but for the majority of people, it's hard for us to cut out a complete food group. You know, now we love carbs. You know, we need them. You know, and we use them. Our body uses carbs for energy, but it's nothing wrong with eating them. Now, the only difference is having too much of it. Now, if I was to begin a diet, you know, and try to stick to it, I would focus on trying to maintain a flexible diet. And what I mean by flexible diet is the 80-20 rule. Now, there's people in the fitness industry know about the 80-20 rule. And what I mean by that is you want to have 80% of your diet to be clean, you know, a clean diet, 80% of it. And 20% of it, you can still enjoy the foods that you like. So as long as you are putting less calories in your body than what you're burning, you're going to be okay. And as long as you don't go over that limit that you're supposed to have every day, you know, you're not going to gain a lot of weight. So you can still have, you know, the McDonald's, but you have to budget that into your diet. That's going to have to be a small portion of your diet. You know, they might even have to be, you know, one day out of the week, you know, if that's what your diet is working with, one day out of the week that you have, you know, a McDonald's meal. You know, avoid if possible a cheat day where you completely just lose it and go crazy. You really don't want to go crazy all day long, because that's going to really be harder for you to get back on the next day. So just focus on one meal that you can have during the week. That's a normal meal. And then for the rest of the week, eat majority of, you know, clean foods. And what I mean by clean is things that aren't processed. So, you know, you want to have fresh vegetables, you know, chicken, fish. You want to have those type of things, you know, things that you can make from home, you know, things that you can season and cook. You know, you want to have clean type of foods that are under a calorie, you know, deficit, so that you can maintain, you know, your weight loss process. And you can still, at the end of the day, you can have the, you know, maybe that piece of candy or something, or a snack or a Snicker, you know, whatever you eat, you know, that's your thing. You can still have it, but you have to really make enough time to, you know, in your diet to eat that. You know, you can't just go crazy. Like I said, you can't, you know, forget about the diet and just, you know, order Buffalo Wild Wings and, you know, forget about everything. And trust me.
Yeah. Why do most people think that when you go on a diet, it's just all salads? Just salad, just green, everything's green, no more meat, no more carbs, no more anything. You can never have a cheat meal. I never understood that.
Yeah, and when you think about that, that type of mentality, it's almost like a crash diet. You know, how long can you keep that up for? That's a crash diet. You have to think, and that's why I said the 80-20 rule. You know, you have, for 80% of your diet, you have to, you know, remain clean. The other 20%, you can enjoy what you like. You know, so if you do have the salad, you can have the chicken, and then you can have, you know, maybe a small piece of chocolate cake or something, you know, or, you know, whatever that you like, you know, whatever's your thing, you know, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's a Hershey bar or something. You can have that, but remember, you want to make sure that it's within your diet. So tracking how much you're eating is very important. You know, just like a bank account, you want to budget out, you know, how many calories that you're eating a day. You know, and I love to use this mm-hmm. app called Lose It. It's in the App Store, and you can literally scan any item that you want, and it'll pop up the calories, sugar, carbs, and everything, and it'll log it for you automatically. So it's gonna be like best friend, mm-hmm. like where you can log in on here and track your progress. It'll track everything for you. So that's one of my little health secrets where I, you know, that helps me stay on track. And there's nothing wrong with using that type of app, because really you're actually helping, you know, yourself be aware, you know, what you're putting in your body.
Yeah, that's really interesting, man. Man, I know it was definitely a struggle for me to change how I was eating, because just like I said, I was eating McDonald's every day, and then on top of that, I was slamming some beer down on top of the McDonald's, and then it was just a gut. I just had a gut, and it took a few months to lose like 50 pounds, bro. And basically everything that you was telling me, everything that you're talking about right now, is just how I did it, how I stayed focused onto doing that, you know, that one cheat meal, not doing any crash diets. And actually, I tried to not even view it as a diet. I tried to just view it as my new lifestyle, you know, not even view it as something that is something that ends, or I know, like, this is going to be an ongoing thing. You know what I mean?
And how long have you been able to maintain that? How long has it been?
It's been a year now, bro. It's been a year.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You know what? Before we end this, I can't end it all without you telling the story. What got you started on this fitness journey? What made you just get up and be like, nah, I'm done?
What made me get started? So, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, I went to go visit my mom, you know, check on her, see how she's doing. And, you know, it's been a couple, you know, maybe a month or so since I've seen her. And mind you, before I, you know, seen her, I've been like on the, like a McDonald's palooza, man. Like, I just been like, eating McDonald's every single day. And the reason why is because it was a setup. You know, McDonald's was right next to my job. So,
yeah, that's my stuff.
So I would, you know, pull into my job, and I would pull into the drive-thru and then go to work right after that. And I would get the same, you know, it was this old lady that was there. She was just like, ah, can I, you know, y'all, you want the same thing, huh? Yeah. You know, I already know what you want. You know, it's just like, man, I need to stop this, man. Like, you know, when she recognizes my order, you know, it's a problem. You know, getting the same thing, the frappe, but the, what's the pancakes with the sausage? It's the McGriddle.
Oh, yeah, those McGriddles, man. Especially, man, that was the season where they was doing, wasn't they doing the $2 for $5?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You remember
that? Yeah, they had that sale back then. Selling those. Yeah, I remember. I used to get those like every. It got expensive after a while, but, you know, those McGriddles are pretty good. It, of course, it's good when you, it's processed and they dump a lot of sugar on it, but continue.
Yeah, that was my, like, kryptonite, man. Like, I would eat those every morning. You know, I would have I have two of those. Yep, two of those with the grape jelly. And then I'm going to have the frappe. And then at lunchtime, I would go back to McDonald's or go to Burger King, you know, or somewhere in between, and then have another burger, you know, again. And that night, you know, like for dinner, I would have something unhealthy again. It's just like it was never ending. You're probably the Zorno piece or something. But But it was just a never-ending cycle, man. And little did I know, it caught up with me, you know. And then one day I just took, you know, I took my shirt off and I was like, man, I have man boobs. And so,
bro, snap. Yeah, bro.
And then when my mom seen me, you know, after like maybe a month or so, you know, she was like, man, you get big, you know. And I looked in some of the pictures and stuff I, you know, had recently took, and I was like, man, my neck is, you know, why is my neck so big? Like, you know, when I put, you know, my suit on, the collar is just like, out. You know, it's just like, man, this is ridiculous. So that same day that she said something, I went and got me some gym clothes. I went over to the gym, got me a membership, signed up that same day. Got me a few things from the store to get me started. And I got right to business. You know, a lot of my initial training, I was self-taught. You know, I didn't really do any programs. I kind of did a lot of research, you know, online and books. And then finally, I was able to get a certification as a personal trainer so that I can learn a little bit more information, scientifically speaking, you know, on how the body works. And so ever since then, it's been more of a lifestyle, you know, because I've learned that my body actually enjoyed working out after I've done it. Now, the initial push is hard. It's really hard. But once I started seeing the benefits, or I should say feeling the benefits, because when I worked out in the morning and then I went to work, I felt like I got a mental edge over everyone, or a jump start. I would come into the, you know, to my job like energetic, and everyone else would like be just getting out of bed. And so it just seems like I've like got such a head start on the day. I just feel like it's just like such an accomplished feeling in the morning, you know, that you've already got, you know, your workout in and you're feeling good. And so you're just ready for the BS of the day. You know, it's just like, it's fine. You know, let's let it happen. You know, okay, whatever. You know, oh, you got a problem? Yeah. You know, it's fine. But that's something that little did I know, it really benefited my body. And so it just took somebody close to me to say something, you know, and it took me to realize like, hey, if my, you know, my mom or somebody else knows, you know, family members knows it, then I really need to like say something about this. Now, my wife, you know, she was a little bit, you know, she wasn't, you know, too concerned, you know, she called me a teddy bear and I didn't want to be called a teddy bear. So, I don't want to.
He was the one guy that doesn't want to be called a teddy bear.
Person who looks like a teddy bear. You know, so that, you know, sounds like yeah. Thanks for the cute name, but I don't want to be your teddy bear. I want to be fit, you know, skinny teddy bear. If that's cool, you know.
So he decided he upgraded from teddy bear to Dwayne Johnson. No.
Basically, so I had to upgrade, you know, and that's something that it really helped me to have more self-respect, you know, as far as what I put in my body, what I eat, you know, I wasn't as sick, you know how certain seasons come around, you know, you get, you know, you're not really allergies, but, you know, you get that seasonal sickness, you know, cold, you know, flu, whatever. I felt like I didn't really have any of those issues. As far as energy, playing a full game of basketball, you know, was something that really helped. You know, I have asthma and I didn't really have any issues, you know, with playing basketball or just running. Everything I did, it felt like I was, you know, given 2 extra years, you know, or I was 2 years younger, you know what I'm saying? Because it really kind of boosted, you know, just my metabolism, you know, the way I felt. you know, my overall health. So,
And basically, man, there's one quality, especially when you was talking about you felt like that you had an edge over everybody at work when you came into work because you used to work out before you went in, is confidence. And yeah, that confidence is really key. Not only is that confidence is key to exercising, it's key in chess too, because I've been trying to preach to everybody that you need confidence in chess, that you need to be psychologically, mentally strong in chess, especially to defeat people who are way stronger than you, to defeat your opponent, to make sure that they don't defeat you again, and improve on top of that, and to learn from your mistakes. It takes a lot of confidence, and that will give you the edge up into becoming a better chess player, is to have that confidence. So, man, that, yeah, bro, I definitely is with you on that.
That was the biggest. One thing I've learned the most is that confidence was the key to getting my, you know, my body, my mind right. And it really kind of came with me, you know, putting discipline first, you know, the choices I made, you know, it really was, you know, a investment, you know, and you think about it, you know, this investment is like one of the best investments you can make, you know, and your personal health, you know, maybe it's, you're not diabetic, you're not, you know, you don't have high blood pressure, those type of things you can't buy. You can't buy muscle, you know, you can't, you know, buy better health. You know, you have to work hard in order to get it. You know, like, unlike everything else that you can buy, you can't buy this. And so it's like one of the best investments you can really put, you know, and you have to be not afraid to, you know, you can't be afraid to fail, you know, because you actually, when, you know, there's a saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger said, you know, which was a very powerful saying, you know, he said, you don't get your strength, you know, from winning. You get your strength from your struggles, you know, and being able to come out of those struggles, that's when you develop your strength. So it really impressed upon me that just because you want something, it doesn't mean that it amounts to strength. You know, when we make it through the struggles, you know, when we make it through those hardships, when we find that little ounce of energy, you know, determination, you know, to continue to push through and to continue to strategize, you know, sometimes you have to recalculate or improvise. If you continue to do that, that's how you develop your strength, because it's a powerful thing that you develop mentally, so that when more adversity comes, you won't have that same type of, you know, maybe issue, you know, you won't run into that same roadblock because you'll know how to get over it, you know, and that's... And so that's why it's such a, you know, it goes beyond just lifting the dumbbell. You know, some people think it's just, you know, just, oh yeah, hey, you know, the dumbbells, you know, yeah, give them some dumbbells. But no, yeah, it's more than just lifting the dumbbell.
Yeah, nah. It just shows you that everything usually comes down to the mental, man. It comes down to the brain. If the brain doesn't want to do it, it's not going to do it. If the brain is going to want to do it, it's going That's to do true. It, you know. H1 be coming up with these philosophies.
It's just like, flowing. It's flowing. That's the power of your mentality.
Hey, that's the power of chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding. Right. I had to do it for the second time because this is Like, I just want to tell everybody, this is the start of the fourth season. Fourth season, bro. Yeah, I'm glad to have you on, CJ, you know, and I just want to tell everybody this. I will be inviting more people on this podcast. You are invited. H1 is inviting you. You just hit me up on Instagram, and then I'll ask you a few questions, you know, and then we can get this set up, just like my dear friend here, CJ. And you know what? There's another thing too, CJ. I'm going to do you a favor, man, because you came on this podcast. I thought you played chess at least once in your life.
I feel like, you know, with chess and fitness, you have to continue to do it, because, you know, if you don't continue to, you know, keep up your knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding, then it starts to fade just a little bit. Now, and I say that because, you know, I remember you've had the, you know, the pleasure to play my grandfather in chess, and you beat him pretty good. That's the last thing I heard. But if you mind you, my grandfather, you know, he did teach me chess, and, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but he carried that chess bag everywhere he went, almost. You know, that chess thing that, you know, he had a mat that rolled out, you know. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's trying to turn his living room into a giant chessboard, which is, you know, it's crazy, and I want to see how that turns out.
Hey, he's dedicated. Yeah, I wish I could do that. Wait until I get my studio, like my actual studio office, bro. It's gonna be all chess. Bro.
He's trying to turn his living room into a chess floor, and so he's trying to make, you know, different tiles, you know, and then have chess pieces there. So, yeah, I'll take a picture. I'll send it to you.
Bro, so this is what I'm going to do to you, bro. I can't, man. I'm going to give you, first of all, you're going to have to come on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to have to teach you chess. This is knowledge from H1, bro. Are you willing to do that, bro? You all in? Okay. And not only that either, because just to tell y'all need to be on his channel too, the CJ Fitness channel. It's going to be, because I'm going to be collaborating with him too, and once I collaborate with him, it's gonna be called the H1 Fitness Channel. You know?
You would try to do that. yeah, nice try.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure that you keep up to date to that, and make sure that you follow the Instagram too. I will be posting there first. The 24, I think it's like the 24 hour clock or whatever. They get the notification first. And then my Patreon people too. But anyway, man, it was a joy having you on, man. Do you have any more thoughts?
You guys never stop, you know, learning, never stop pushing yourself. You know, you never know if that's going to be what takes you to the next level. So like I said, it's an honor and pleasure being on the chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding TV show. So, you know, shout out to you, man. And then also, man, go ahead and check out my YouTube channel. You know, my channel is dedicated to making a change towards fitness, giving it a different aspect. You know, you see a lot of people with the egos and, you know a lot of things that you see that's stereotypical, but over at the CJ Fitness channel, we keep it simple, we keep it funny, we keep it clean. So go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this, I was gonna say, just I love the support and appreciation I get from my YouTube channel and the comments that I get from my Instagram and my Facebook group too. And there's this one father on the Facebook group that mentioned that he watches. Not watches. He listens to this podcast with his kid. So I just want to say what's up to that kid right now, bro. Hey, dude. Shoot. You know, and I appreciate all the support. I appreciate everybody that is listening. Make sure that you follow to stay notified on when I'm going to be publishing another episode. And a new thing that you can do is write a good review. I want to start this season 4 outright. So hopefully this was a good interview, you know. So keep me up to date. I guess there you go. I guess there you go, H1, you know. Dude, that's a wrap, bro. Let's run it back with another episode next time. Peace. Shoot. Run it back. I got the stack.